The MHSAA High School Basketball Playoffs are on 95.9 The Power Cow. Our live coverage of this basketball postseason is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, AeroQuip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Fuller's ChemDry, East Jackson Community Schools, Napoleon Schools, Columbia School District, Hanover Horton Schools, and Lomar Machine and Tool. Enjoy this broadcast of live high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow and online at 959thepowercow.com, or download our mobile app for free and listen there.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school girls basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Grants Lake Warriors against the East Jackson Trojans, followed by the Hanover Horton Comets taking on the Woman Christie Titans in the district semifinals at Grants Lake High School. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action alongside the Mark W. Daly on 95.9 The Power Cow. Thanks for joining us tonight. And Mark, got a lot of very talented teams in this district, well, really in this region in general, but Grants Lake, they might be the cream of the crop.
Two losses on the season? Yeah, this is a really good team. Got to be something in the water here at Grants Lake. The boys had a lot of success, and this girls' team, they've been having a lot of success. You notice a lot of similar names, names from the boys' team to the girls' team, too. So, yeah, a lot of success for on both sides for Grants Lake Warriors.
Grants Lake 18-3 overall, the, according to Max Preps, number one ranked team in Division III. Meanwhile, East Jackson Trojans, they're having a pretty solid season as well. 15-8, ranked 42nd on Max Preps, able to get that round one win over Napoleon on Monday, 48-27. And for that one, for East Jackson, first quarter was kind of rough for both teams. Kind of a little bit of a feeling out process, trying to settle in, especially on the offensive side of the ball. But then East Jackson, starting the second quarter, they started to roll, able to build a 7-point lead at halftime that grew to double digits in the second half. They were able to maintain a 15-20-point lead the rest of the way. And Napoleon just never felt like they really got into a groove, never really got their offense going, and you really got to credit that East Jackson defense. Boy, very tough defense against the Pirates there. Addison Hendricks in that one, 14 points, 7 blocks. That's right, 7 blocks.
Back in the day, that's what we called the SWAT team.
The SWAT team.
The SWAT team. If you're being that disruptive on defense, and we've seen quite a bit of basketball, especially here recently, and a lot of the really good defensive teams, they're getting in the passing lanes, and they're just preventing the other team from doing what they want to do. And you add that element of height and speed and able to just swat the balls before they're even launched for the shot, that adds an extra element, and that can be something difficult. Maybe this Grants Lake team hasn't had to handle something like that on a regular basis this season. Maybe.
Yeah, and just the way that she was able to just be in a nice position around the basket, able to get her arms up and able to just really time those jumps as well to, you know, be able to get her hand on a lot of those shots from Napoleon. So very strong effort there by Addison Hendricks. I mentioned 14.7 blocks. Mariah Curley also chipping in 17 points as well to lead the team in scoring.
Mariah Curley has been one of those players that has been consistently a standout all season long for this East Jackson team. She's one of those that is usually in the top-notch area on the stat sheet. And when you're a team like that, going up a team like Grants Lake, you're going to need those players like Hendricks, like Curley, and others to toughly bring their A-game tonight.
Oh, yeah, they definitely need to bring it. Again, Grants Lake, we're going to talk a little bit about them in a moment as East Jackson already exceeded last season's win total by 10 games, just 5 wins last year. They're now up to 15 games this year. And they've now made it further into the district tournament than they did last year. After Monday's win over Napoleon, they were eliminated in the first round of the district tournament last year. So not only had a more successful regular season, but already making a deeper run in the postseason. East Jackson definitely definitely a good squad this year, improving over last year, and got some good players. We mentioned Addison Hendricks, Mariah Curley, definitely going to be leading the way all season. Kennedy Goodwin, she was also making a big impact on Monday. Priya Miracle, good ball handler. Coley Sojak as well. So a lot of great players for the East Jackson lineup, seniors as well. And as you mentioned, need to play some tough, need to play some excellent basketball if they want to knock off this tough Grass Lake team who already beat them twice this year. So you never know. They always say it's always tough to beat the same team three times or four times in the same season. But East Jackson, if they are able to play, especially on the defensive side of the ball, the way that they did on Monday, you never know.
Well, I think what you see in the turnaround from last year to this year, and you alluded to it, is the seniors on the team. They suit up eight players. Five of them are seniors. So you've got experience and you've got leadership right there on the team. And, yeah, it is hard to beat a team three times in one season. A lot of times you see that in these district-type games. It's what you call a track game. You get a little complacent. You get a little used to things, and you know you've got that team's number, so you don't come out full force. East Jackson already had their first game. Like you said, that first quarter, they kind of got rid of the jitters. Grass Lake, this is their first game. They've had a longer rest, and my thought is on it, buys can be good to get you the rest, but buys can be bad because they kind of take you out of that routine, take you out of that rhythm. Does this Grass Lake team have the leadership, have the talent to overcome that? Is that even going to be an issue for them tonight? We'll see. We'll see here in about 7.5 minutes.
Let's not ask the Detroit Lions how that sometimes works out. So.
Still 2-0. It's still 2-0.
Too soon?
Yeah,
okay.
Too soon.
That's fair. So Grass Lake Warriors, we're going to chat a little bit more about them coming up during the Girls District semifinal pregame show. Grass Lake and East Jackson, our first game this evening at Grass Lake High School. The pregame show continuing in 2 minutes here on 95.9, the Power Cal.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ely Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Bailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Bailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Live from Grass Lake High School for tonight's district semifinal action. Our first game this evening, Grass Lake taking on the East Jackson Trojans. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. Grass Lake 18-3 overall, and they're rolling, and I think that's an understatement. They started the season 3-3, have since then won 15 in a row. Count them, 15.
That's a lot. That's a streak.
That's
a streak.
Just a little bit of a winning streak right there.
And basketball is a game of streaks. You get hot like that, it's hard to cool off.
Hard to slow them down and look very strong. Ton of blowouts on the season against good teams, no less. Their three losses this year come against Detroit Country Day and Chelsea, which are two very good Division II schools. And then to Lumen Christi, 66-56, back on January 4th, who, of course, is on the other side of the district semifinal bracket here. We'll see them later this evening. Meanwhile, for Grass Lake, best wins this season include twice over Michigan Center, twice over Leslie, and then wins over Western and Renaissance. Any of those teams, really. No slouches there.
No. Well, look at how many Division II teams they have on their schedule. I mean,
yeah.
You play up. You're playing up. And even with some of those losses that you mentioned, all of that gets calculated into the NPR. And that's why they're you know, here in D3 and such a highly ranked team. Yeah, they've got the three losses. But to be number one, usually your teams that have one loss are in the number one spot. So that's, they play up. They play some tougher competition. And that pays off when you're at this level of the competition here. When you get into the postseason, you're playing similar teams, similar sizes, similar backgrounds. Having that experience of playing against those bigger schools definitely helps you out here in the districts.
Not only those bigger schools, but also those better schools as well in the aspect of you know, you just have that discipline, because some of these schools that we see at this level in this postseason as well, you know, they might have two or three games on their schedule of, you know, quality teams, really good teams and stuff like that. But, you know, Grass Lake, it's like, you know, most of their schedule is teams of that caliber and beyond, and larger schools, as you mentioned. So, and the fact that they were able to excel at that level.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And that's been the key, handling teams. Well, Center, you're going to face Center because you're in the same conference, same division then conference. So you are going to face them twice, but that's a D2 school, right? And, of course, Detroit Country Day. I mean, that's the school that is used to playing larger competition than themselves. So to have that on your schedule, even though you go into it most likely knowing that's going to be a loss, that's a great learning experience.
And we actually chatted with head coach April Saltz a little bit before this game. And it's just been an impressive culture, impressive run, specifically the last 10 years for this Grass Lake program. They've combined, get this, 194-54 record overall, including 2021 state championship.
That was with Coach Andrea Cabana. And, of course, she left to go coach the boys' team at Chelsea, which we saw earlier this season when they came to J-High. And it's like when Cabana left, Saltz took over. She was the JV coach at the time, still part of that culture. And it's like they didn't even miss a beat. It just went right from one right to the other.
And especially, you know, 4 years in, Coach April Saltz, this is firmly her stamp on the program. You know, all these girls, you know, have been on this program with her there at the helm. So just really impressive. And it'll be interesting as well this year for Grass Lake specifically. Last couple of years, they've been in, you know, in a district with more of those Ann Arbor schools.
Right.
Whereas this year, they're, you know, back playing some of these Jackson County schools. So we'll see. But Grass Lake, definitely been a good run for them. And it'll be interesting to see. East Jackson, we talked about, you know, you can get hot at the right time. You never know in some of these postseason matchups. We've seen upsets before. But Grass Lake looking really strong. East Jackson, if they can play that tough defense that they played on Monday, then you never know. Anything can happen. So any final thoughts, Mark W. Daly, before we...
Looking forward to tipping this one off. And just excited to get this semifinal underway.
There we go. Couldn't have said it better myself. So district semifinals action this evening from Grass Lake High School. First matchup, Grass Lake and East Jackson. We're going to step aside for about 3 minutes. When we come back, we'll have starting lineup and tip-off for you here on 95.9 The Power Cal.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back here from Grass Lake High School, site of this evening's district semifinal action, featuring in our first game the Grass Lake Warriors and the East Jackson Trojans. Connor Dockery alongside Mark W. Daly with you as we get underway in the Jarco and Lester, powered by Production Realty. First quarter. Starting lineups here. First for East Jackson. It'll be Addison Hendricks, Kennedy Goodwin, Priya Miracle, Savannah McGinnis, and Mariah Curley. Head coach is Mike Miracle. Meanwhile for Grass Lake, starting five is Reese Lape, Elise Bullock, Maya Vigalon, Kate Starkey, and Bree Stultz. Head coach is April Stultz. As the Warriors win the opening tip. Going from left to right on your radio dial, wearing their home white uniforms, navy numbers trimmed in gold as the pass tipped away, stolen away by Goodwin. Quickly up the floor for Curley, dished down low, shot too strong, and a rebound by Grass Lake.
Starting out early, trying to be disruptive on defense like we talked about.
Now a quick three in the near corner, that's off the mark for Starkey. Offensive rebound tracked down by Vigalon. And now she'll pull it back near half court as the Lady Warriors restarting their offense, moving around the perimeter, back into the corner for Starkey. Bounce pass down low for Lape. She's trapped, back out to the perimeter, up top of the key for Bullock. Now drives through the lane, back outside for Starkey, and now off to the left wing for Vigalon. Drives to the left elbow, back outside, Starkey, trapped at the free throw line, and kicks it back out, trying to get inside that paint. But still moving it around the perimeter. Starkey back to the opposite corner. Outside, three-pointer off the heel for Vigalon. Long rebound tipped out. Starkey through the lane, shot wide right. And then a foul called on the rebound.
Lape went up and over to try to pull that one down. And they're going to call that one 99.9% of the time. What I really like about what this Grass Lake team is doing is how patient they are in this opening series on offense, being able to pass it around and looking for those open shots. They had Lape in the key that they could pass it to, and of course they had some open looks for that three.
No score yet. We're about 90 seconds into this first quarter, brought to you by Jarco and Lester, powered by Production Realty. East Jackson now wearing their Road Navy uniforms Great numbers trimmed in white. Floater in the lane off the mark by Curley. And a long rebound out. Grass Lake off and running. Three on two the other way. Starkey layup on the right side. No. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touched by East Jackson.
Kept it herself. She had a trailer she could have dished off to. It was kind of like a two-on-two fast break. But kept it herself. Drove to the basket trying to draw that foul.
Now inbounding on the right side of the basket. Vigo on. Trying to run their set. Lobbing it near half court there for late. She's going to cut around the defending Goodwin. Back onto the left side. Three-pointer. Bullock. Nothing but net.
Late found her. She was wide, wide open there for the three.
That patient ball movement able to generate that open look. 3-0 for Grasslake. Floater on the other end. Off the mark by Miracle. Rebound loose. Jumper on the baseline. Off by Hendricks. And now it comes down to Grasslake. All alone in the fast break. Kate Starkey layup on the right hand. Gets the friendly roll.
Quick look up court from Lake. And able to just outrun the defense for that quick, easy layup.
Now a quick trap into the front court for Grasslake against the Trojans, but able to save the ball in there for Mariah Curley. Now for East Jackson, moving the ball around into the near side corner, trailing 5-0. Layup on the right hand, no. Offensive rebound, Hendricks put back, no. Now Grasslake up the floor, late. Through the lane, Vigalon. She's going to be fouled on the floater, and she'll be at the line for two.
Quick little, almost kind of like a Euro step back into the middle. Drew the foul at the line.
Addison Hendricks on the foul, her first, team's first. And now Maya Vigalon at the line for these Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. First one up and in. Getting her first point. And she'll have one more on the way. Taking her time here. And she makes both.
100% the free throw line tonight. It's early, right?
Two is 100%. As Mariah Curley quickly into the front court for East Jackson, trailing 7-0 to Grasslake in this first quarter. Brought to you by Jarko and Lester, powered by Production Realty. Top of the key for Miracle. Picks up the dribble. Now looking back to the near side corner for Goodwin. Back outside Miracle to the top of the key. Now to the far side corner for Chloe Gettings, getting some early run in this one. Back in the corner, three-pointer up and in for Curley.
Nice shot. Quick catch and release for Curley, and nothing but net on that. They took the time to set their offense. Too much urgency the last couple times down there.
Grasslake lead cut to 4 points, 4:41 to go in the quarter. Now at the top of the key, Vigalon back outside for Starkey, and then in the corner, driving through, floater off glass, too strong, rebound loose, it goes down to Miracle. Now in the backcourt, trying to get it up, Mariah Curley. East Jackson trailing 7-3. Faked past the corner, back outside Curley. Straight away three, nearly wedged. It's off to the left.
She almost got the pick there on defense.
Back to the open floor for Bullock in the corner. Head fake, floater on the baseline. She is hammered, and she'll get a trip to the line. Second trip to the line for Grasslake.
Well, last few times down, it seems like Grasslake has made their money on driving to the basket. They're also having a lot of success with their fast breaks here tonight.
And they're getting those trips to the line as the first free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning is in for Bullock. She's got four now. And a couple substitutions here. We've got Grace Bullock into the game for Grasslake. Second free throw off, but an offensive rebound by Lape. Trying to put it back up. She lost it and going to say it's last off on her.
Well, she got the rebound kind of at the top of the key, so she needed to take that power dribble in order to get a good look at the basket. Just lost the handle on it, and it was off her fingertips out of bounds.
8-3 lead for Grasslake. Ball poked out of bounds. It'll stay with East Jackson as they throw it in on the far sideline with Chloe Gettings. 3:54 to go in this first quarter, brought to you by Jarko and Lester, powered by Production Realty. Top of the key for Miracle. Bounce pass. Try to get it at the free throw line, but it's stolen away by Bullock. Three on one the other way. Dish down low. Grace Bullock Layup is off. Rebound by Leip. Kicks it back outside. Mid-range J. That's short by Bullock. Another offensive rebound. Put back up and in by Kate Starkey.
Scrappy going after those rebounds on offense, creating the second, third, and fourth looks for the Warriors.
And that's going to lead us to a quick timeout. 3:33 to go in the first quarter. Grass Lake leads 10-3. We're back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
I'd like to give a shout to some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey Softwater, and Grimes Plumbing, as the Grass Lake Warriors off to a quick start over East Jackson in our girls' district semifinals, 10-3. 3:30 to go in the opening quarter. Brought to you by Jarco and Lester, powered by Production Realty. East Jackson ball out of the timeout. Maracle cutting to the left side. Pass thrown out of bounds, trying to find Gettings, but a little bit out of her reach.
Just a little bit out of her reach. And, you know, Grass Lake's got some tall bodies out there, so that's going to be a tough pass to make down low.
Adeline Jarco now has it at the top of the key. Dribbles off to the right-hand side. Now cuts back, bounce pass to the far side corner. Moving it back outside. Grace Bullock through the lane. Has it poked away and stolen. East Jackson up the floor. Maracle has it on the right, cutting through the lane, and she has it stolen right back by the Lady Warriors.
You put that ball on the ground down low, they're going to swat it.
And now leading to a fast break score. Quick two-on-two. Layup off the glass and in. Kate Starkey now with 6 points.
You get the sense that Grass Lake is really just trying to imposing their will and take this game over.
Trying to really just put their foot on the gas in this first quarter. 12-3 as we got a quick foul on Elise Bullock, her first, team's second. East Jackson inbounding on the near sideline into Maracle right at the midcourt. And she dribbles to the top of the key, guarded out there by Bullock. Lobbing it to the free throw line. Shot off the mark by Kennedy Goodwin. Rebound loose, and it comes down to the Warriors.
It's not like they're getting bad looks down low. You got your big bodies posting up against each other.
Quick three in the corner. That's too short by Jarco. Now East Jackson going back up the floor with Miracle.
They're just not falling for EJ right now.
Top of the key for Mariah Curley. Trying to go half spin at the free throw line. Dipson it down low for Goodwin, and she's able to score off the glass.
Able to get that one to fall. Good power move. Good pass there from Curley, too.
12-5 lead Grass Lake on top. Inside 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Powered by Jarco and Lester Production Realty. Now with the free throw line extended, back around to the perimeter. Jarco through the lane. She's fouled as she tried to pass out to the perimeter. It'll stay on the floor. Foul's going to be on Goodwin for first, team's third.
We're seeing some good, fundamentally sound, but aggressive basketball here this evening here in Grass Lake. This is fun.
Tough physical play so far. Vigalon into the game for Grass Lake as she inbounds it back to the corner. Jarco, three, and that's bagged.
Just let it fly wide open down here right in front of us. Well, I love perfect follow through on that. Great rotation on the ball.
Now a quick layup on the other end off the mark for Curley, and Grass Lake going back up the floor, leading 15-5. Buck 15 to go in the first quarter. Now a three-pointer on the right. That's up and in as well for Kate Starkey, who has a quick 9 points. And a timeout.
They're finding the open person. They're finding the open person. She's been wide open the last two, three. She's let go.
We're going to leave it right here. 30-second timeout for East Jackson. And just great ball movement for Grass Lake. I mean, they're number one ranked for a reason. They're just disciplined. They take their time, and it's just another example of they don't settle for the first available shot. They settle for the best shot, and whether it takes an extra pass or two to get there, and they're capitalizing.
Well, it feels like East Jackson, first of all, these are two timeouts that they have called because the game started to get away from them, so they're trying to disrupt what's happening with the flow of the game. But it feels like they're kind of dropping down a body to cover some of the paint threat. So when you do that, you've got wide open threes all over the place.
Dragging the defense in, kicking it out for those open shots. They've been letting it fly from deep en route to an 18-5 lead. Play resuming here. Priya Miracle has it at the top of the key. She's met by Elise Bullock. Dribbles into the corner, shuffles it back out. Curley fires a three in the corner, off the heel, and a rebound tracked out to Vigalon. Grass Lake quickly into the front court. Back outside, Vigalon wide open, straight away three, and she got it, nothing but net again.
Every blue jersey was in the paint on that one. Just wide open, right at the top of the three-point line for that wide open three.
21-5 for the Lady Warriors, and we got another steal turned over in the open floor. Now one-on-one, fast break, layup in, and a foul. Elise Bullock with an and-one try.
That was Curley, who's trying to stop that fast break on that one. Beautiful play. I didn't see who made that pass way down from the other side, but it's like they all are on the same page. As soon as they get the rebound, they're just booking towards this end of the floor, and they're making, like I said, they're having success with the fast breaks tonight.
I believe that was Kate Starkey on that assist as the and one completed, as Elise Bullock makes the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw. 24-5. Grass Lake all over this first quarter, brought to you by Jarko and Lester, powered by Production Realty. East Jackson top of the key, final 13 seconds of the quarter. Mariah Curley trying to cut around the defender, lobbing it down low for Hendricks, but it's tipped out of bounds, last touch by the Lady Warriors.
Yeah, Curley trying to, because she's been the offense so far for East Jackson, she's trying to draw some of the players so she can get it down low to her big person.
Back in the corner, final 3 seconds, shot at the buzzer, that's too strong. And that concludes that first quarter. Excellent first quarter for Grass Lake, leading 24-5 over the East Jackson Trojans. Stick around. We got the second quarter coming up next in 60 seconds. You've got girls district semifinals basketball right here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
is the score. Grass Lake over East Jackson in our girls' district semifinals. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly live from Grass Lake High School. As the second quarter now underway, East Jackson with the first possession as Curley gets fouled inside the perimeter.
Bullock was just trying to do a kind of a reach around from the back. If this was football, that'd be pass interference.
And you can't do that.
No. Nope.
Even in different sports. East Jackson inbounding on the right side of the basket, gets it into Curley. Now for Miracle, back for Hendricks. Mid-range jumper, that's too strong. Rebound good, down to Lape.
Good presence from Miracle to know where her other player was when she was falling out of bounds.
Out the top of the key for Grace Bullock, who checked in at the break. Now on the baseline, jumper off the mark for Bree Saltz. Offensive rebound, Vigalon dishes it back out for Saltz. And now back for Vigouin, wide open, corner three, nothing but net.
So she goes to shoot the three-pointer. She gets the pass, and Saltz does like a reverse box out to prevent the defender from going out to cover that three.
27-5, Grass Lake still adding to their lead, and then Hendricks not able to score, too deep beneath the basket. Another fast break, layup on the right, that's off the mark, and another trip to the line for Kate Starkey.
Curly fell right around half court when they were down there on offense, got up. She's got just a little bit of a limp to her right now. If she's got a problem with that left wheel, if she has to come out, that could be a big blow to East Jackson.
Yeah, she's kind of, you can tell, just that leg a little bit hobbled. We'll see if she's good to tough this one out, as the first Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw this time is good by Kate Starkey. 10 points. First player in double digits. One more on the way. And she's 2 of 2 this time.
I think she's got, what, three threes on there on the night, doesn't she?
Yeah, well, she's racking them up all over the place. 29-5, Grass Lake over East Jackson, just over 1 minute into the second quarter. Pass inside by East Jackson, tipped away by Grace Bullock. It'll stay with the Lady Trojans.
Just keeping their hands up on defense and making themselves big, disrupting those passing lanes.
Into the backcourt for Curly. She's going to tough out that little bruise she got. Now in for Miracle, lobbing it down low for Hendricks, and a little bit too high for her. The pass is out of bounds.
Really trying to use Hendricks in that low game. They just haven't been falling for East Jackson. They've been getting great looks.
Now for Grass Lake at the top of the key for Adeline Jarko. Back on the far side for Saltz. Back in the corner, Jarko, wide open three again. That's off the front iron. Long rebound out. It's tracked down by Goodwin. Quickly in the fast break, and it's stripped away out of bounds by Saltz.
The Grass Lake just really quick getting back on that fast break. And from behind, able to poke that one out before she's able to pull it up for the layup.
Now Grass Lake, they are thinking it's them getting the possession out of that out of bounds. Think we're staying right here with East Jackson. No, we're going with Grass Lake, going the other way. They were lined up as if it was East Jackson, but now it is Grass Lake up the floor. Kate Starkey, 6:10 to go in the first half, 29-5 Grass Lake. Drive kick back outside for Grace Bullock off the mark. Erico up the floor with Mariah Curley, stopped on the left wing. Gets the screen on the right for Miracle. Pulls up, long ball straight away. That's too strong. Rebound down to late. Quickly up the floor. Kate Starkey on the baseline. A little bit of a floater off the front iron. No offensive rebound. Grace Bullock, but threw it away to Miracle. And then thrown away right back. Stolen by Salt to the midcourt.
And she just stops, holds the ball. Kind of lets everything settle for a second before they start their offense.
Nearly another turnover. It was Lape who nearly lost it, got it back. Three-pointer on the left, no by Jarko, and it's rebounded again by the Lady Trojans.
Right, they're just all over the ball place trying to get the rebound. It's just, it's fun, Scrappy. I love watching Scrappy basketball.
So far, Grass Lake has been winning that battle as the floater on the baseline off by Curley. There's Grass Lake running again, 3-on-1 on the other end, and it's laid up and in by Reese Lape, her first score.
Unselfish basketball, too, on another fast break, and instead of keeping it for herself, draws the attention, dishes to an open lane.
Less than 5 minutes to go in the first half, 31-5 lead for Grass Lake, and a pass intercepted down low. Sajdak, it was stolen away by Lape. Now drives coast to coast in the corner. Three-pointer, Jarko, and it's in!
Kind of returned the favor that time, where she has it all the way coast to coast. And she draws the attention. And then from there, dishes out, drains the three. East Jackson's forced to call another timeout to disrupt the pace.
And it's a full timeout. 4:36 to go in the first half. 34-5 lead for Grass Lake. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 at PowerCal.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
I'd like to thank some of our sponsors making tonight's coverage possible. Performance Automotive Northwest, Bucked Up Energy Drink, Wolverine Seal Coating, and Wilby Transit Mix. 34-5. Grass Lake over East Jackson. 10-0 score in the second quarter alone for Grass Lake, as East Jackson not able to score on the other end. Addison Hendricks with a nice look, but it's an offensive rebound. And East Jackson with another try here. Kick outside for Goodwin. Now dribbling to the left wing, back outside for Priya Miracle. Halfway point here in the second quarter now. Gets the handoff to Curley on the left. Doesn't take the screen. Backing down her defender. Just bowls her over, and that's an offensive foul.
She's going to plead her case. Well, she went to go plead her case to the official, then plead her case to the coach, and you're not going to win that argument after it's been called.
Yeah, she just went to back down Bullock from the three-point line, and yeah, Bullock, good position, just hit the deck and able to draw that foul. That's a turnover all the same. That is her second personal foul. Now Grass Lake top of the key for Jarko. Back to the corner for Lape. Drives on the baseline, cut off, and she's going to travel before she passes out. So that's a turnover there for the Lady Warriors. East Jackson going back the other way, 34-5, trailing to Grass Lake. 3:38 to go in the first half. Miracle across the timeline, cuts to the far side baseline, floater off the glass, no, but she is fouled, and now East Jackson with their first trip to the line.
Well, maybe getting the attention of the official. Sometimes that, if you're able to plead your case, it has them paying a little bit more attention when you have the ball.
First free throw up and in for Miracle. That's her first point. She'll have one more Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw to go. As, hey, sometimes you got to slow it down that way. Just draw the contact, try to get those shots at the line, and Miracle able to convert with both. 34-7 lead for Grass Lake. They have the possession again. 3:20 left in the half. Through the lane, floater off glass, off the mark. Another rebound for Miracle.
Kind of feels like things are starting to slow down a little bit for Grass Lake.
Now Hendricks through the lane. Shoo, she is hammered, and she in turn will get a trip to the line as well.
She had, it was a great dish to her. She had a great move to the basket. And when you get beat on defense, that's when those kind of fouls happen. And yeah, she got hacked.
First free throw's off the mark. The Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws, as Bree Saltz back onto the floor for Reese Lape, who picked up her second foul on that one. Hendricks with one more try. Trying to get her going. Grass Lake doing a good job of preventing her from getting in her spots as she misses both free throws. Stays 34-7 for Grass Lake. As Vigalon has it guarded out there by Goodwin. Handoff at the top of the key for Kate Starkey. Bumped as she was driving through the lane by Priya Miracle. That's going to be her third personal foul.
And when you only have eight players that you're dressing, those fouls become vitally important. Three in the first half, it's a lot.
Maya Vigalon inbounding on the far sideline into Saltz. And now back for Bullock. Dribbles to the left wing, guarded out there by Hendricks. Now through the lane, drives through, tough layup. She is fouled by Hendricks, and more Grass Lake free throws.
That's kind of been the game plan for most of the second quarter, where early in the game we saw him dishing it out for a lot of threes. Now they're kind of keeping it, driving to the lane, and drawing those fouls.
Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws due up here for Elise Bullock, already with 7 points. And she makes the first one this time. Got a quick substitution here. Leah Starkey in, sending Adeline Jarko to the bench. Elise Bullock, one more try. And she makes both. She's got 9, and it's 36-7. Grass Lake over East Jackson for our girls' district semifinal. 2:35 to go in the half. Now for Miracle at the top of the key. Drives through the lane. Bounce pass down low for Sajdak. Right hook. That's off right. Rebound put back up and in for Hendricks. Her first score.
Got to stick with it. It's going to fall for you eventually. Got to stick with it. Get those boards and get the put back, especially when you got the height that those two have down low.
Ooh, we got a carry call here for Kate Starkey.
I was wondering what that whistle was.
Yeah. I don't really see that often, especially if a player's bringing the ball up the floor. Usually you get it when, you know, maybe a player's crossing over or trying a dribble move, but interesting. Thrown away. Saltz had the steal at the midcourt again. Now for Starkey on the left wing. Hesitates through the lane, and they're going to get her on another carry call.
Another carry. Usually, though, especially if you're bringing it up, not that time, but like the first time when you're bringing it up kind of slow, kind of at your own pace, they'll give you a heads up saying, hey, watch the carry, and then they'll call it later. But
yeah,
they didn't get the forewarn this time.
Now, she has been one of the ones carrying the team on her shoulders this evening with 11 points, but unfortunately the last two positions, the wrong kind of carry. Curley, three-pointer on the left corner, up and in, and that's her second long ball this evening.
Man, right down there in the corner. Again, quick release on that four.
36-12 Grass Lake with the possession once more with the lead. 1:35 to go in the first half. Leah Starkey now drives through, back out to the perimeter for Jarko. Crosses over behind her back, cuts back to the near side. Now trying to get it back out for Bullock. Bad pass. Curley with the steal. Coast to coast. Spin move. Layup. Left hand is in.
Such a nice move. She was going right up the middle of the key. Spun left. Just around every. A beautiful move up and in for the two.
And now Vigalon has it stolen away by Goodwin. Coast to coast the other end. Shot no, but she is fouled. And now East Jackson another trip to the line as starting to get their offense going here a little bit in the second quarter.
Vigalon just came on down with a big hack on that one, too.
There's that physicality that we were talking about a little bit. As Kennedy Goodwin at the line for two Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws, misses the first one.
Yeah, good little spurt there from East Jackson. Because they're a threat of going down 30.
It was a 10-0 run to open the second quarter for Grass Lake, but since then, it is now 10-2. As Goodwin gets the second of those free throws to go. 36-15, Grass Lake inside 1 minute to go in the first half. Drive kick into the corner for Jarko. Dribbles back around the perimeter. Reese Lape again. Drives through, handoff for Vigalon. Step back, sidestep at the free throw line into the corner for Lape. And back for Vigalon, long two, toe on the line. It's too strong, and the rebound tipped out of bounds by Sajdak. It'll stay here.
The little back and forth over here was Vigalon and Lape. They just kept working it back and forth, and Lape dishes it back down to Vigalon. He just does a reverse pivot, gets herself open for that shot.
Jarko gets the inbound for the Lady Warriors. Back over for Lape on the near side of the floor, guarded out there by Curley. Now trying to cross over a few times back on the other side for Vigalon as Grass Lake showing that they're going to try to hold it for the last shot of the half. Now through the lane, Lape. She'll take it anyways off glass. No, gets the rebound. Tries to go back up with it. Pump fake up and under. Blocked away by Miracle. And the rebound muscled down by Goodwin. Final 5 seconds of the half. Miracle, half court heave. That's too strong. And that'll do it for the first half of play. Grass Lake. Some domination for the most part. East Jackson a little bit of momentum there to end the first half. But overall, Grass Lake, a very strong first half of play.
Oh, yeah, very strong first half of play. I mean, they're just draining the threes, and they're not afraid to drive in. And no matter who has the ball, it's like you've got the combination of forwards and guards all together in each position on that Grass Lake team. You got all positions playing low. All positions aren't afraid to shoot the three. It's so versatile on offense with that Grass Lake team.
We're going to step aside, and when we come back, we'll have the halftime report brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools. Coming up, halftime score, Grass Lake 36, East Jackson 15. The halftime report coming up in 2 minutes. You've got girls district semifinal basketball on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson. 787-1704 for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication.
We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back at Grass Lake High School for our first girls district semifinal this evening. Now at halftime, 36-15, Grass Lake leading over East Jackson. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly, as it's now time for the halftime report brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. And Grass Lake just dominated in that first quarter, and East Jackson, you saw towards the end of the first half, started to get going a little bit offensively, but Grass Lake, boy, that's a tough team to slow down.
That is a tough team to slow down. Like we saw, they're not afraid to drive it into the paint. They're certainly not afraid to shoot the three, and they're just pretty versatile. I mean, it looks like everybody on the floor can play pretty much any position for Grass Lake. So, yeah, and they like the fast break. They can slow it down to set up their offense. They can play the hurry up. We've seen all of that in the first half, too. It's kind of like it's like Forrest Gump's box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get with Grass Lake.
But in the good sense.
Right. Well, yeah. No one's picking up the coconut ones here.
Oh, no. Yeah. Absolutely not. Everybody leaves those behind, which we can call those maybe the turnovers.
Sure. And there's been a few of those. We knew that East Jackson was going to be scrappy on defense. We've seen a little bit of that. You saw that in the first game, and that certainly has translated over here tonight. And on offense, East Jackson just, they don't have the number of weapons that Grass Lake does. You've had some success with Curly. You've had some success with Miracle. Hendricks, boy, if she could just get going, you know. She's had a lot of opportunities and just bounces around and falls out. If she can get some of those to start falling at a little better percentage, this could definitely be a different second half. They had that spurt right there at the end. So they know they can hang with Grass Lake. They just got to just got to come out hot and just keep draining those high percentage shots.
Yeah, that second quarter was pretty good for East Jack, especially the last couple minutes. It was only a 12-10 score for Grass Lake over East Jackson in that second quarter, but it was that 24-5 first quarter. Grass Lake just got off to such a strong start. East Jackson, it really took them some time before they finally settled in. And they finally got a couple trips to the free throw line, maybe took away some aggressiveness from some of those Grass Lake girls down low. And as a result, some of their open shots open up offensively, and it helped them really settle in. So, I mean, if they came out in that first quarter with maybe how they played in that second quarter, we could be looking at maybe a different game here at halftime.
Well, you notice, we talked about it during the game, after the coach, after Curley, had conversation with one of the refs, then they got a few calls down there, they got to the free throw line, and the pace, it just seemed to change a little bit for East Jackson after that point.
Yeah.
After they had, they exchanged pleasantries with the official.
Yeah, and that was that play. Curley called on that offensive foul, and then, yeah, her and Coach Mike Miracle just did not like that one. Did not like that call. And as you mentioned, hey, sometimes it's like, hey, sometimes that'll get the official's attention. Like, hey, you know, maybe they pointed out, like, hey, they're doing this, they're doing that, they're, you know, they're committing the fouls here, watch for this. And that does put it in the back of the official's mind. And we did notice from that point on, they did start to call that a little bit more on Grass Lake. That helped to get East Jackson back to the free throw line a little bit more often and help them settle in offensively. As we got some point totals here, a lot of good scores here tonight for Grass Lake. Led by Kate Starkey with 11 points. We've also got 9 from Elise Bullock, 8 from Maya Vigalon, 6 from Adeline Jarko off the bench. And we also got 2 from Reese Lape. Meanwhile, for East Jackson, leading scorer for them is Mariah Curley with 8 points. We've also got 3 from Kennedy Goodwin and 2 each from Addison Hendricks and Priya Miracle. So again, otherwise, East Jackson, they've got to play that tough defense. They know they can. They got to get those consistent stops and get that offense rolling. You never know if they could easily start chipping their way at that deficit. They did go on that 10-2 run to end the first half. They could open the second half with a similar run. Hey, they're right back in this thing.
It's not the first time we've seen a team come out hot. There's a lot of basketball left to play, and yeah, they can do it. They can do it. We saw at the end of that first half, they can do it. They find the hot open shots. They start with that low position where they've got somebody who can move. They got somebody who can get open. They got somebody who can play aggressive and get to the basket down low. If they can just start getting those to fall, this could be a totally different game.
Absolutely could, and it could change on a dime. We'll see. That'll do it for the halftime report brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. Halftime score again, Grass Lake 36, East Jackson 15. Second half coming up. We're back in 90 seconds here on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Ailey Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Ailey Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Ailey Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service. And blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest.
On Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Back to Grass Lake High School, site of this evening's girls' district semifinals. First game now started the second half. Grass Lake leading East Jackson 36-15. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. Got another halftime score as well, 36-16. Chelsea over Columbia Central as we got a quick three on the left wing for Reese Lape to open up the second half scoring.
See, now that's a body that's been posting up pretty much most of the first half, and now she drains the three.
And you mentioned just that dynamic play. All five players in the floor can just plug and play any position. As we got an interception in the lane. Saltz able to pick it off, but then we got a jump ball forced on the floor between her and Curley. Possession arrow. It's going to go back to East Jackson, it looks like.
Good, scrappy play. Not afraid to lose some skin on the floor going after it.
Now East Jackson inbounding on the right side of the basket. They're going from left to right on your radio dial for the second half. As Curley through the lane, able to draw the contact, muscle it up and in. Doesn't get the call, but that's a nice score.
That was a little bit of a flop there from Saltz, too. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Three-pointer on the other end. No by Lape. Follows her own shot. Put back. No. Kicks it back outside. A third chance. Kate Starkey through the lane. Floater. No. That one was blocked. And now another shot. No. Four chances. No score for Grass Lake. Now East Jackson. Mariah Curley at the top of the key, trailing 39-17. Dishes it into the corner for Sajdak. Drives through. Tough hook on the right hand. No. Rebound for Reese Lape. James brings the ball up the floor. Now driving through the lane. Left wide open. No on the shot, but she is fouled, and she'll have another trip to the line.
Yeah, went coast to coast on that one. And to draw the contact, put herself at the free throw line for the easy way, I guess, whichever.
Depending on how you look at it. I don't know. We've had a couple hard fouls in this one.
Yeah, we have.
First shot this time up and in for the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws.
Yeah, the drive she made to get to the free throw line, that was a hard one. She took a knock there.
A couple more dribbles, and then the second shot up and in. She's got 7 points. Lady Warriors lead 41-17 over East Jackson, 90 seconds into this third quarter. Now for East Jackson, Miracle dish to the near side. For Curley, fires in three, contested, that's too strong. Off glass and out, rebound for Vigalon.
Man, she's pushing too. They're not slowing down.
Now top of the key for Saltz, and then handoff for Vigalon. Drives through the lane, kick into the corner. Bullock, head fake, kicks it back outside for Vigalon, and then a reaching foul called on Kennedy Goodwin.
It was they're kind of doing a little volley back and forth, and then Vigalon just tried to get in the middle of it and made contact.
Grass Lake throwing it in on the right side of the basket with Vigalon. Lobbing it to the top of the key for Kate Starkey. Grass Lake will slow down their offense here. Looking for the back cut. Screen on the right from Saltz. Takes it. Picks up the dribble. Back outside for Bullock. Now dribbles to the right. Kicks it back outside for Starkey and then for Lape. Make it for Vigalon at the top of the key. Taking their time here on this possession. Kicks to the far side for Starkey.
Yeah, we saw quite a bit of this in the first quarter. Just taking their time, running their offense, plenty of passes.
They can go faster. They can slow it down if they want. Definitely slowing it down here. Back to Bullock on the right-hand side. Pass fake to the left now goes back around the perimeter for Kate Starkey in the near corner. Hesitates, fires the three. That's short. Rebound is going to be muscled away and a jump ball forced between Lape and Miracle. It'll stay with Grass Lake this time around.
They're, like you said, they're just taking their time. Basketball's a numbers game, whether it's numbers, you know, with fouls, numbers with points, numbers with the minutes left on the clock, and Grass Lake is just chewing it up with this big, big lead.
Yeah, 24 points. I'd say they're definitely in no hurry. In hurry. Wow. Curly, I got jumbled up there.
Curly plays on East Jackson.
There we go.
Yeah.
As we've got
Curly.
We've got Lape getting it in the backcourt on that inbound. Now working around the perimeter down low. Drives through. Reverse layup in for Kate Starkey.
Nice move. Nice move. Not the shot that she wanted, but she made the opportunity by forcing it on the far side.
43-17, Grass Lake over East Jackson. 4:40 to go in the third. Now at the top of the key for Mariah Curley. Drives through the lane. Floater off glass. That's short. Lape now pushing the pace here for Grass Lake. Driving through. Stops at the right elbow. Free throw line extended. Mid-range jumper off the heel. Long rebound is able to be tracked out by Vigalon. Now kicks it back outside. Starkey through the lane after the head fake. Lost the handle. Couldn't get the shot up. East Jackson 3-on-3 the other way, and a hard foul through the lane. Mariah Curley going to the line, grimacing as she's getting helped up a little bit.
Well, she took a hard hit. She took a hard hit. There, you know, Grass Lake defense not going to let you have those freebies. Now, down the other end, when they were on offense, you know, that time around, it was a lot of driving to the middle. The time before that, they were just passing it around the perimeter. So they're getting different looks every time they go down on offense.
First Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw off the mark for Curley. Still leading the way for her side with 10 points. As Bree Saltz to the bench, replaced by Grace Bullock. Got one more free throw coming up here for Curley. Does not make either of them. Reslape the rebound quickly up the floor for the Lady Warriors. Drives right to the basket, tough shot, and she draws the foul on the other end.
Getting herself the trip to the free throw line. Curious to see what the foul count is here. That's her fourth.
Fourth on Pre-America, right? Yeah. Yes.
That's her fourth.
And as you mentioned, with those shorter rotations, they've only been playing with a six-player rotation. First free throw off the mark by Reese Late, brought to you by Aston 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
We saw that last week with Grass Lake and the boys team, because they keep a short rotation too.
Second free throw, that is also off the mark. A couple misses for both teams at the line as the rebound tipped out of bounds by Grass Lake. East Jackson going the other way. Going the full length of the floor. Now Priya Miracle, we mentioned, now playing with four fouls, has it across the timeline. Now gets a little bit of a screen, dribbles off to the left side, bounce passes the free throw line for Goodwin, nearly stolen away, and it's lost away, picked up by Starkey. It's a steal, lobbing it up into the front court, and can't convert in the fast break. It's too far out of the reach for Lape.
They're always looking for that fast break. Anytime there's an opportunity for it, they're looking up court, seeing who's breaking to the basket, and trying to get them that ball.
43-17 lead for Grass Lake over East Jackson. 3:30 to go in the third. Miracle has it on the right side, dishes it over to Curley, and then a whistle is blown. I believe that was a foul, not a jump ball. It yeah. is a foul on Starkey.
She tried to get in there. She tried to make it a jump ball, but got a little contact.
Curley, just a little bit. Inbounding on the near sideline, back for Miracle, back for Curley on the near side. Trying to get the screen. It's poked out of bounds again, this time by Starkey.
Yeah, and Grass Lake's happy playing this game. Just keep disrupting that offense and reducing their opportunities and letting those seconds tick off.
Now in for Gettings, back outside for Miracle. Dribbles around the screen. Back off to the left side, handoff for Goodwin. Gets another screen at the top of the key. Dribbles to the right side, cuts back up top now for Curley. Trying to get a good look right here. Double screen, now she cuts to the right side, drives through the lane. Curley, floater in the lane, off glass and in.
And she took a hit hard on the ground too after she drained that.
Grass Lake has their lead cut to 24. Three-pointer on the other end is good on the left side. Reese Lape, she's having a big scoring second half.
She can have success no matter where she is on offense. She's that versatile. Where did we see that last week, Connor?
All over. Maybe a Braden. Something to do with that.
The two have similar styles. You can tell. You can tell those two spend plenty of time together at home at the basketball hoop in the driveway.
As a matter of fact, she's got 8 of her team's 10 points here in the second half. 2:24 to go in the third. East Jackson on the baseline for Goodwin. Handoff back for Miracle, driving through. Tough layup, no. Rebound, Hendricks, put back, no. Miracle, another rebound, trying to get it back to Hendricks, and now it's going to be lost out of bounds, but a foul called, it looks like, on Kate Starkey.
I'm saying there's a little bit of a push as they're heading out of bounds.
Chloe Gettings will inbound on the right side of the basket for the Lady Trojans. Now gets to the near corner for Miracle. Dishes down low for Curley, and she's going to be fouled down low. Looks like it's going to be on Saltz. Yes, it is.
Yeah, that, they are calling that foul on Saltz.
And that puts East Jackson in the bonus here for the third quarter, sending Ryan Curley to the line for two after 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws.
Sometimes you've got that post-up kind of offense happening. Get a little too aggressive, and those things are going to happen. Or those things are going to get called. Let me put it that way.
It was that time as the first free throw drops. One more on the way. And she got them both. She's got 14 of East Jackson's 21. 2 minutes left in the third. East Jackson trails 46-21 to Grass Lake. With the ball now, Kate Starkey through the lane. She's able to score it in the foul.
Nice drive. Just so quick, too, off the dribble. I mean, it was like a lightning just going from where she was from free throw line extended to that layup and drawing the foul.
Trying to get the old-fashioned three-point play to go. We got a substitution here. Lise Bullock in for Maya Vigo on. Kate Starkey at the line for one. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw. It's off. Can't get the 3-point play. Now East Jackson quickly in transition. Lobbing it up ahead. Up and in with the foul for Addison Hendricks now.
Having success with their fast break now.
It's going to be the first foul on Adeline Jarko. Now Addison Hendricks at the line for the and one. Another Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors, making tonight's coverage possible. Lambert's Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, Sykes Group of Morgan Stanley and Bailey Excavating as the free throw is off. 48-23, Grass Lake over East Jackson. 1:40 left in the third, driving through the lane. Layup off the mark. Rebound loose. And East Jackson trying to come away with it. It's going to be Saltz that muscles it away from everyone, but then the jump ball is forced.
Jump ball was called at just the right time because that was about ready to turn into a travel.
Yeah, right when she was kind of sliding those feet up. It'll be East Jackson ball going the other way as Reese Lape back into the game.
Didn't really look like there were, you know, two people with their hands on it. It just felt like there was a lot of bodies already starting to get there right where the ball. It was like kindergarten basketball at that point.
Oh, yeah.
So I think they just called it a jump ball just to prevent a melee.
A little bit of a puppy dog move that time, if you will. Chloe Gettings gets it in the corner for East Jackson. Back outside for Miracle, and then Goodwin down low. She travels as she tried to shuffle that away to the other block for Hendricks.
Oh, she had a nice pass to Hendricks. Would have been wide open down low, but shuffled her feet before she could get that ball off.
Grass Lake now into the front court with Kate Starkey leading by 25, 1 minute left in this third quarter. Starkey back into the corner for Bullock. Dribbles back to the top of the key. Now through the lane, back outside. Starkey head fake now through the lane. Layup right hand off the mark. Offensive rebound, Lape. Double teamed in the zone. Back outside, three-pointer off the heel. Jarko, another offensive rebound. Third chance, but it's muscled away by Curley. And then a foul up the floor against the Lady Warriors.
Yeah, it was number two, Bullock, who was just trying to poke her hand in there. I think she's the one that got the foul.
Actually going to get it to Kate Starkey, her third.
Okay.
Yeah. And as we mentioned, East Jackson in the bonus. So two free throws coming up for Mariah Curley. 14 of the team's 23 points. That's been 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws here. First one off the mark. She's missed her last three free throws.
Now she spent a lot of time at the free throw line here tonight, too.
Maya Vigo on into the game for Kate Starkey. One more free throw at the line for Curley. No on this one either. Rebound for Lake, quickly up the floor for Grass Lake. Now through the lane, a little bit of a fall there. Didn't get the call there on the charge attempt by Curley. Now Grass Lake again moving it around the perimeter. Three in the corner, Jarko off the front iron. Another offensive rebound, Bullock. Another try for Grass Lake, driving through the lane. Has it lost and stolen away by Curley.
She did have her forearm out when that fall did happen, but it, that's all the way on the other end of the court. Didn't seem like it was that much contact, though.
Curley trying to get around Bullock, right hook. That's off the mark. Rebound comes down to Lape. Now a 4-on-2 the other way. Floater on the other end is good in the fast break for Lape, right at the quarter buzzer.
Yeah, she's got the speed, she's got the quickness, and just able to go up and over the defender for that quick, easy two.
Turned on the Jets, and it's a 50-23 lead for Grass Lake over East Jackson. Going into the fourth quarter of our girls' district semifinals, back in 60 seconds on at 95.9 the Power Cow.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Grass Lake over East Jackson. Start of the fourth quarter brought to you by Chelsea State Bank. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly for our girls' district semifinals here from Grass Lake High School. Grass Lake with the first possession of the quarter. Vigalon has it through the lane. She is fouled, and Grass Lake will inbound.
They just spent their time kind of passing it around the perimeter. They test the middle a little bit here and there just to see if they can find a soft spot, kick it back out, and pass it around. And they found a soft spot and able to draw a foul.
Inbound and a quick score for Bree Saltz, her first bucket.
Nice little cut off the pick right to the basket. Inbound pass and up and in. Good play. Good inbound play for the Warriors.
29-point lead for Grass Lake. Just under a minute into this final quarter. Drive and kick back outside. McGinnis three, that's short. And rebound down to Vigalon. Lobbing it into the corner for Kate Starkey. Head fake, drives through, step back mid-range, back outside. Now a three-pointer Lape off the heel. Rebound for Curley, tries for the outlet for McGinnis. Goes up ahead for Hendricks into the near corner. Now lobbing it back outside for Curley. Walks up to the top of the three-point line. Now back to the near corner. Goodwin turns on the Jets through the lane. Floater, no, but she's fouled.
Looks like it's going to be on late, maybe?
You're right, three on her. So a trip to the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line for Kennedy Goodwin. Do have another score update, 44-28, Chelsea leading over Columbia Central after three quarters in the district semifinal there at Chelsea.
Yeah, both boys and girls Chelsea teams having success in the postseason.
Well, that's a tough district over there. Chelsea, Western, and Michigan Center, all phenomenal teams. So both free throws off.
It's what you call stacked.
Stacked, just like our boys district last week.
84, yeah, oh, stacked.
Now drive kick in the corner for Grass Lake. Three-pointers up and in for Elise Bullock.
Quick release on that, too. That's what we're seeing here tonight. It's like they're all doing that jump stop. When they catch the ball, they're squared. They're just letting it fly.
Nice fundamentals there. Catch and shoot all day long as we got a deep three. Hendricks, that's off the mark. Rebound for Saltz. Now Grass Lake up the floor. 2 minutes into this Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter, 55-23 lead over the Lady Trojans.
That's what I love about girls basketball. Just so fundamentally sound.
Jumper on the mid-range off the mark. Rebound salts and a jump ball forced by Goodwin. This time it'll be Grass Lake ball. I believe, no, it's going to be the other way with East Jackson.
We're not seeing like a lack of aggressiveness or anything. It's just the way the game is on the girls' side of things. It's just more fundamentally sound.
5:40 left in the Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter. East Jackson top of the key trailing by 32. Largely to the night for Grass Lake right now. Curley has it on the right side, lofting it over to the far side corner. Goodwin drives on the baseline, not able to score, had a wide open lane.
Nice move, ball fake to get the defender off the feet. Drove the baseline, just couldn't make it fall.
And now on the other end, Reslape coast to coast. She is fouled, and she will get a trip to the line for more free throws.
How many times have we seen her coast to coast tonight? She doesn't play like she's a sophomore.
No, not at all. She just has that presence, that just ability to get where she wants on the floor. And she's had a lot of wide open lanes as she makes the first of two Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. We'll have one more on the way. And she gets both. She's got 14 points as her side leads by 33. Make it 34 points. 5:10 to go in the Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter as Maya Vigalon commits the foul up the floor against Mariah Curley at the midcourt.
Yeah, I get that you want to play D right there. You want to disrupt the ball coming up. But she was trying to create a wall with her body and initiated the bump. When you're up at this point, as much as you are, don't really need that type of aggressive defense there at the timeline. Play tight. Play aggressive, but you don't need to bump at that point.
Yeah. As we got a turnover there, thrown out of bounds by Miracle, and Grass Lake going the other way. Now kicks to the far side through the lane, and then now Miracle commits the foul. That is her fifth, so that is the last we'll see of her this season, unfortunately, fouling out.
They haven't really had that. They didn't really rotate that many players in.
No.
So I'm going to...
So she heads to the bench, and we'll see. It looks like she is being replaced by Chloe Gettings. 57-23 lead for Grass Lake over East Jackson inside 5 minutes to play in our district semifinals. Immediately following this game, we'll go into our coverage of our other district semifinals, Lumen Christi and Hanover Horton. Shot off the mark. Mariah Curley with the rebound going up the floor for East Jackson. Dribbles behind her back at the free throw line and pulls back outside of the perimeter. Bounce pass back over for McGinnis. Trying to get it through the lane for Goodwin, and a foul through the lane against Adeline Jarko.
That was almost a tip ball and fast break going the other way. You know, I call those the gravy balls because they have to go through a lot of hands to get where they need to be. You got to put some mustard on that ball if you're going to go from one side of the court to the other.
East Jackson inbounding left side of the basket. Inbound three-pointer off the mark on the left wing for Curley, and Grass Lake will be going the other direction.
Got your helper over there protecting you from that ball. I mean, that was like a rocket coming right at us.
I know. I'm protected. I feel safe.
Yeah.
57-23 for Grass Lake. 4:20 to go in the Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter. Pump fake, kicks it back outside through the lane. Floater, yes, for Leah Starkey for her first bucket off the bench.
Nice little move, and just to get it up and over the defender for I want to say easy too, but it wasn't that easy. Had to work for it.
Now poked away, stolen by Grace Bullock. Up the floor, all alone. Good on the fast break layup with Kate Starkey.
They're just quick on those fast breaks and relentless. And anybody on the floor can do it.
Endless energy, great conditioning for this team as Curley trapped at the midcourt, and we're going to have a timeout by East Jackson as she had nowhere to go.
She picked up the ball right on this side of the logo and instantly had two white jerseys on. Her coach called the timeout so they could keep the ball.
3:44 left. We're going to keep it right here. Should be only a 30-second timeout, I believe. 61-23 for Grass Lake over East Jackson. They're close to making this a running clock game for the rest of this one. Won't be much of a running clock.
Yeah, they were close in the first half, too, and then East Jackson had that spurt.
So it was 24-5 after one. Grass Lake then led 36-15 at halftime and then led by 27 going into the third. East Jackson tightened it up a little bit in the second and third quarters, but it was just that first quarter domination by Grass Lake. It's hard to overcome that when you're already in a 19-point hole after
right.
just the first quarter.
Yeah. But the game just hasn't, I mean, we're there. Let's be honest, we're there. We're at that point, but it hasn't had the feel that it's a blowout. It really hasn't. I mean, to me, it hasn't felt that
way.
Yeah,
not too much, at least. Not to this extent, as through the lane, floater off the mark. Curley gets the rebound put back. Doesn't count as the foul before the shot. It's going to be on Jarko, her third.
Yeah, they're still, you know, fighting down low for possession. Got both teams, you know, fighting to have success on the floor with 3.5 minutes left to play.
Inbound immediately scored off the glass in for Mariah Curley.
Love it when you have those inbound plays just dialed in for the quick score.
A couple substitutions as well for Grass Lake as we got the layup on the other end. Two strong rebound put back up and in for one of our substitutions, Kennedy Collins. Always good when you have one of those third stringers getting those buckets.
And she put herself just in the right position, too. You always want to try to be on the opposite side.
And now Curley drawing another foul. That one is against Collins.
Curley at the line again.
For more Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws. The other one who got the substitution for Grass Lake as well, Rachel Palmer. As we've got almost a full bench unit out there. Actually, yes, indeed, a full bench unit out there for Grass Lake now that I see. Currently on the floor, we've got Grace Bullock, Rachel Palmer, Kennedy Collins, Adeline Jarko, and Leah Starkey.
Well, Jarko almost has, like, starter minutes.
Yeah, she's basically the sixth one on the floor. As missed on the free throw, Grass Lake up the floor now with Leah Starkey, half spin at the free throw line, bounce pass back into the corner for Palmer. Drives through, kicks out to the left wing. Another drive through the lane. Jarko fouled. Another trip to the line for Jarko.
I believe that was one of those Hendricks swats that we were talking about in the pregame show.
Oh, yeah.
But just, yeah. It looked like it was a volleyball spike is what it was winding up to be.
I did not follow the East Jackson volleyball team, but it would not surprise me if she was if she excelled on that team, as with free throws up and in for Jarko. She's got 8 points, and it's a 40-point lead, officially 65-25. Grass Lake over East Jackson, 2:40 to go in the Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter. Now for Curley on the near sideline. She's cut off by the defender. Lobbing it down well for Hendricks, and it's intercepted by Collins.
What a volleyball season. That seems like it was last year.
I know, yeah, it's just so long ago. Now for Palmer, drives, kicks back outside for Starkey, and now on the right, three-pointer up and off the mark for Jarko. Offensive rebound pulled down by Leah Starkey.
Yeah, and you're not going to tell Grass Lake to take their foot off the gas at this point. I mean, these are kids who don't score. You get the opportunities to score as much.
Especially against the varsity lineup. Got another chance there. Off the mark, and now we got a steal. Leah Starkey has it again. Grass Lake just an infinite possession right here, virtually.
Oh. Broke some ankles there.
Nice crossover as we've got Palmer back outside for Jarko. Crossover through the lane, layup off the glass. Blocked away by Hendricks. Rebound put back up and in for Kennedy Collins. A three-point play opportunity.
You haven't really seen a change of pace here from the core players that we have in now to the ones who get a little bit more time on the floor. They're patient with their passes. They're looking for the open looks. They're taking the right lanes to the hoop. It's just a well-coached team.
Yeah, well-coached top team. To bottom. When you get players like that able to come in and make an impact like that is the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw off the mark. But another offensive rebound, Rachel Palmer. 90 seconds left. Drive kick back outside. through the lane. Now a three-pointer straight away. Up and in for Grace Bullock.
You see Curly down on the ground again. I think that leg's been bothering her throughout the game because she was slow to get up, and you can tell she's just off bringing the ball up.
Yeah, there's a couple times you could see her getting up and just kind of grimacing a little bit as she's able to get the floater on the other end to go. She's got now 18 points.
That's grit right there.
Grit and determination. A little tough that out through the whole game. Final minute here in the Chelsea State Bank fourth quarter. It's 69-27 for Grass Lake. Now with the ball through the lane, Collins again swatted away by Hendricks. Starting to rack up those blocks like she did on Monday against Napoleon. Now Mariah Curley on the left side. She's guarded out there by Bullock. Crossover through the lane. Drive, layup, no. Rebound, Hendricks, put back, no.
In the right spot on this side to get that rebound. But that's been the problem with that position most of the night. Those putbacks just have not been falling for this East Jackson team.
And the final 20 seconds. As we got a foul committed here by Kennedy Goodwin. Going to be her third, but Grass Lake's just going to dribble this thing out. 17.4 seconds on the clock. Well on their way.
Well, they got to shoot this, don't they?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
it is
it.
Bonus free throws coming up for Rachel Palmer. But Grass Lake well on their way to a spot in the district championship. Taking on the winner of Lumen and Hanover Horton in our second game this evening as Palmer gets the first of two free throws to drop. Now got a couple substitutions. Coley Sanchnak into the game as well as Terrell Overton for East Jackson.
And a round of applause for those seniors. You can see the tears. You can see the tears.
Yeah, always hard to
have
your season end like this. But again, a very successful season for East Jackson. A big-time improvement over last year and making it further in the postseason as well. All-around improvement, good to see. As the free throw's off, but another offensive rebound for Grass Lake. And they will dribble out the clock. Final 5 seconds slipping away on us. And the final horn will sound as the final score is in the book, 70-27. Grass Lake taking down East Jackson and will move on to the district championship on their home floor on Friday. Just all around domination, especially a very strong first quarter, 24-5 over East Jackson. And then while East Jackson did improve in the second and third quarters, Grass Lake just able to pull away for good in that fourth quarter, a 20-4 output in that fourth quarter in order to secure that big victory.
Yeah, there was really no, they kind of had a lull there towards the end of the second half, but there was really no foot off the gas time for the Grass Lake Warriors. They came out hot, and they kept it at that level for most of the game.
Yeah, and just so dynamic, and this is just another one of those teams that it just seems like 1 through 15 on the floor, almost like a little bit of a plug-and-play, mix-and-match any lineup of any combination of girls you want, and they could just make it happen. Just a nice system, well-disciplined, well-coached, as we've mentioned, all night with April Saltz. And it's just impressive. Grass Lake Warriors, they're ranked number one for a reason.
Fundamentally sound. Kids can play pretty much anywhere on the floor. Just the way they worked the ball. Just great security and just played smart with it. Looking for the right shots. And on defense, just creating the type of disruption that you want, getting in the passing lanes and just making life difficult for East Jackson. East Jackson didn't have too many second opportunities when they were on offense because Grass Lake able to box out, get the boards, boom, on a fast break. I mean, whether it was slow offense, whether it was quick penetrating offense, whether it was a fast break, Grass Lake just had it dialed in on all factors tonight.
And especially on the offensive boards, East Jackson, that was what they were able to, one of the things they were able to do very well against Napoleon on Monday, just dominate on the glass, get a lot of second chance points, just really just pounding it down low and able to get a lot of those easy scores and easy chances around the basket.
What you saw a lot of and what you don't see a whole lot of in other levels of basketball, pro level, you don't see them following their shot anymore.
Yeah.
You saw Lake following their following her shot. You saw Starkey following her shot. You saw Bullock following the
Jarko, Vigo on.
All of them on offense following their shot. And when you do that, it's not so much a lack of boxing out, because there was that. East Jackson was doing that down low, but they were like Lake was just running around people to get her own rebound. You saw a lot of second opportunities that Grass Lake was actively, fundamentally, soundly creating.
Get some of the final point totals in here for Grass Lake. Three girls in double digits, led by Kate Starkey's 17 points. Impressive output to lead the way. Also, Reese Lape with 14 points. Also got another 12 points from Elise Bullock. 8 points each for Maya Vigalon and Adeline Jarko. 4 points off the bench for Kennedy Collins there in crunch time. Leah Starkey, Reese Bullock, and Bree Saltz with 2 points each, and then 1 point off the bench for Rachel Palmer. Meanwhile, East Jackson, Mariah Curley, 18 points, 4 points for Addison Hendricks, 3 for Goodwin, and 2 for Miracle. And as I mentioned, tough loss for East Jackson tonight, but don't get me wrong, definitely a big-time success for them this season. Big improvement over last year by 10 wins, and they made it further in the district tournament. So
it's a big turnaround. That's a big turnaround.
Yeah, big turnaround for this program. And although they will be graduating a lot of seniors in this lineup, in that short lineup that they had, but cannot characterize this season any other than a success for East Jackson, as Grass Lake again winning 70-27. Moving on to the district championship on Friday, which they will take on the winner of Hanover Horton and Lumen Christi, which they're out on the floor warming up for their district semifinal. So we're going to step aside when we come back. We're going to talk about this matchup coming up in 2 minutes. You've got girls district basketball on 95.9, the Power Cow.
I just saved your